are South American monkeys, and we are designed basically the spider monkey to live in the trees. They're basically arboreal. And I'm gonna keep her over here and let her stay, because she was climbing over everything, getting into trouble. If you look at her when she comes down, especially her front, you can move over closer if you want to sit over the chairs. Just don't approach her or come up to her. The spider monkey is basically designed to live more than in the trees. They live in small groups, anywhere from about 12 up to about 18 to 20 primates. They have blue eyes. And you also notice that she's got a big prehensile tail. Hanging on, they're designed for brachiating and flying through the trees, the spider monkey. And if you look at her front hands, if she'll let me look at them, there's some candy and stuff up there. Look at her hands, she does not have thumbs. The spider monkey does not. Hey, Georgia! They do not have thumbs. And that's basically so they can brachiate. They're flying through the. I love jelly beans and grapes, their favorite thing. Good girl. But they brachiate, they just fly through the trees very quickly. And they use their hands, their tails, and their feet. So their tail's like a fifth leg. It'll wrap around you, wrap around branches. And without a thumb on their hand, she's real good, but she gets up on different people. She gets all excited. She wants to kind of keep her individually. But they can move very quickly through the trees and all over the place. Thank you. But this is like another hand for them. They can live up to about 20 years. We got Georgia. Some people had her illegally. I didn't have permits for her in Napa County. So we, the Fish and Game, we're going to ask the people to find a home for them. So they called us up and we got Georgia and a couple other primates. And we kept Georgia around for our shows. You can see she likes to explore. They're very smart. Yeah, she does. You can see this is a handle for us, too. Hey, Georgia.
Is the prehensile tail unique to New World primates?
They're all of the New World. Old World monkeys do not have a prehensile tail. It's only for New Worlds. Try and run them out sometimes. Other times she kind of plays with them and will actually pet them, pull them in by their tails and play with them. She's never really hurt a cat. She's always just kind of played with them. And they get up to around lip smack is a way of communicating, but they get up to about 20, 35 pounds in that range. The females are a little bit smaller, the males get larger. Hey, Kim. Toys. She loves playing with toys. We give her all old baby toys to play with and chairs and slides, and she usually destroys them within a couple months or takes them apart. Hey, thanks. Oh, she'll find it. See without a thumb how she'll grasp and hang on. Boy, you're a pig. Lip smacking is just a form of communication, just like the tigers, you chuck the tigers, they'll chuck back. Lip smacking is a way of communicating with them. If you see the tail, she uses it for, she'll choke you for hanging on.
Well, as far as she's concerned, your neck is a branch at the moment.
That's it. What you doing, Georgia?
In the natural habitat, how tall are the trees and what kind of
usually they can be in the rainforest, your tall forest, the trees can only probably up to, you know, over 100 feet tall in certain parts of the rainforest. Hey, kid. She's probably about, I would say, close to about 25 to 30 pounds. She's a little chubby. Your wild ones don't get quite as chubby. You stay over here, kid. Good girl, Georgia.
How high can she jump?
Actually, she could probably just from the ground and jumping up. I've seen her jump up about six feet.
Wow.
When she's still, when she's moving and she's running, which is very quick, so they can move around her little house. I've seen her jump up about 7 feet. And when she's swinging, she uses that tail. She can swing up from when she's moving, using her tail and swinging. She can swing up 10 or 11, 12 feet real easy. And radiating. Just a matter of they're afraid of accidents happening and animals not being taken care of properly.
That was concerned.
No, it is. Very
valid.
No, yeah, that was concerned.
I don't suppose that feeding one of those would be real cheap. The cost of maintaining exotic animals, I guess, it can really get up there, and a lot of people don't realize how much they can cost.
Extremely expensive. Most of them require special enclosures and environments
labor
to be housed in. Yeah, labor, taking care of them, maintaining their facilities.
Finding proper medical care for them, I guess, is kind of a problem too.
Right. UC Davis has a very good zoo med staff.
We live close to Davis, which is nice.
Does Davis ever have you bring teachers like Georgia in for their learning vets?
Well, they have their own, actually, research facility with primates, so they've got, and they have a zoo ward and a zoo medical staff, so they do a lot of private people that have exotics, other zoos come and go through Davis, so monkeys, primates, and the last one, I think, were on the turn of the century.
Yeah, they've been sent to quite a while.
Got our attention.
We've got a real strong
one. Is that in captivity, or is that how long they live in the wild?
Captivity. Wild. Usually animals in the wild live more than half to two-thirds what they would in captivity. The only exception are like elephants. They can live almost as long as they would in the wild. Big cats and all your carnivores. A lot of it's just the parasites that take their toll on animals after a while.
Come on, kid.
Girl.
Should I think we're
right
there?